Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, June 15, 2026 edition. Got a story pulled up that involves the disputed video that's traveling around Twitter X social media platform that has been viewed more than 2 million times. Regarding the data center down in Saline Township, Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the CEO of a database software company, Oracle, issued separate statements that a viral comment on social media that's been attributed to the governor back on the June 1st groundbreaking of the data center in Saline Township was not altered, and that the video audio appears to have been manipulated. The comment, which has now been viewed more than 2 million times on the Twitter X platform alone, was even an online topic of conversation all week. But it went unreported by the traditional media due to the questionable nature of the video and the garbled audio that was attached to it. The governor's office put out a public statement stating, Governor Whitmer did not make that statement, and it's not a statement that she would support. Even Oracle CEO Clay McGurick said, I had a very positive and constructive conversation with Governor Gretchen Whitmer about the significant opportunity this project creates in her state of Michigan. This video circulating online does not accurately reflect the substance or the tone of that conversation. And the audio appears to have been manipulated. Well, the clip shows Whitmer talking with McGurick from some distance away. Some listening to the video make out that the governor is saying, now this is a quote from the video, we're used to people saying F no and doing it anyway. Whitmer's seemingly cavalier attitude about the sitting enormous data center generated online outrage from a seemingly growing body of the population, agitated by the perception that only the well-connected, the big tech bigwigs pushing these energy-sucking data centers that drain our water supplies and pulls on our electric grid, moving into communities, even though the local residents do not want them. Well, the video was taken by independent videographer Scylla Cresswell 5 days ago, even though the event was done 11 days ago. The Stop Saline Data Center post has been shared on social media dozens of times. Even the organization Stop Saline Data Centers even posted it on their Instagram with the question, what do you hear? We're used to people saying no and doing it anyway. Let us know what you think. This was the actual post on their Instagram account. Well, the audio comes with issues. First, McGurick responded to Whitmer by complimenting her about living through these tough Michigan winters. In an odd retort, if Whitmer actually said the phrase even in question. Second, for the governor to utter an F-bomb to a corporate executive she hardly even knows at a public event with all the press roaming around would be extremely uncharacteristically against everything she stands for, especially being a well-seasoned politician. Third question. Why did the video show up after the event with a timestamp that it took place just 7 days ago, or 5 days ago, excuse me, when the event was actually 11 days ago? Finally, the state in general and the governor in particular had no role in the data center being permitted. This was fully done through the local unit of government. So raising questions as to why she'd say such words to a corporate official who likely doesn't know the process on how the company was able to get the project cited in the first place. Well, MERS News Service has learned that a technical analysis of the video is being conducted and that legal action is considered. The governor's office came out with a statement and it reads as follows. We heard from Michiganders that it is extremely important for our state to have a strong framework in place to protect Michiganders and communities where these data centers want to locate. Michigan requires companies to pay their own way, prohibits them from passing the costs onto the ratepayers, requires them to protect our water, and holds them accountable for creating good-paying jobs at these data centers. We are encouraged by conversations in the legislature to ensure Michigan continues to have the strongest protections in the country. End quote, says the press release. Now, whoever created this video, who obviously chose to put a statement that is not only completely out of character for the governor, but number two, doesn't even address really the conversation that was happening in the video. It's completely out of context. So, I'm sure this person, Cilla Creswell, is going to probably end up in some kind of trouble. I'm sure the state police, whatever forensic experts the state may have, is going to definitely check into this video and see where this goes. And for this woman not only to put it on Twitter X, but also Instagram, is going to definitely be a problem. So we'll continue to follow this story and see where this goes. But it's pretty interesting. Yeah, and I clicked on the link just now, folks. By the way, they did reference it in the story. The post has been taken down. So maybe somebody downloaded it while it was posted, because as of right now, it's gone. It's been deleted out of their account. Now, there is a couple of elections I want to talk to, and this actually applies to my next guest, who's coming on at 11 o'clock, Brian Pannebaker. Because in the Macomb County area, we have a state representative, Doug Wozniak. He is the current state representative serving my home township, where I was born and raised, Shelby Township, Macomb County. Well, he's running for the Senate. His opponent in the previous primary back in 2022 is Gene Zott. She got 26% of the vote in a head-to-head one-on-one primary against Wozniak 4 years ago, 2022. Well, she, Jean Zott, is running again to be the state rep. And one of her opponents is Sylvia Grot, G-R-O-T. Well, Zott made a statement that Sylvia Grot has no qualifications other than being the wife of Shelby Township Clerk Stan Grot, who I know personally. Stan and I are personable to each other. I've even had him on my show in the past. Stan was one of the Trump electors regarding the 2020 election. Well, regardless of anyone's qualifications, the Grots are known to be very tenacious campaigners. They love to knock on doors and talk to people face to face. They are going to work very hard to win this nomination. However, there's a third party candidate, Matt Grubb, who's also going to work as hard as the Grots. So this is not necessarily going to be a foregone conclusion as to who wins this Republican nomination on August 4th. But I just thought it was kind of interesting. I did not realize that Doug is running for the Senate, vacating the seat. So, very interesting race. We'll continue to follow that. We'll pull up one other final story here for hour number two. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788. 888.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of hour number two. I got a text message in from Officer Rick, and I appreciate the follow-up on this. I did not see it until just now. He says that Kwame Kilpatrick finished off his mother's term in the state house as a legislator before he became mayor of Detroit. I did not know that. One of the things at risk here is the balancing of the budget for this year. One of the things that we have to do is we have to get a balanced budget submitted to the governor before July 1st. In my opinion, it's not going to happen. They are just way, 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 way too far ahead of the process from being completed on time when it comes to the rainy day fund, the withdrawal, as well as raising taxes. Way too far down the road in those directions, completely opposite from what the Republican caucus and their leader, Speaker Matt Hall, wants to do in the House. Matt Hall has said previously, we're not going to raise taxes, and it's not raining out. So we are not going to drain the rainy day fund. We're not going to make a withdrawal from it. Well, allegedly, this is based on Whitmer and the Senate Democrats saying that we have a $400 million deficit of money that we're not getting from Washington, D.C., thanks to the one big, beautiful bill. Not going to happen. So the process is going to have to go forward, I believe, past the July 1st deadline. Now, I did a story last week that the Speaker, Matt Hall, put out this idea of passing a four-month patch budget. 4 months from the end of September 30th this year at midnight, when the fiscal year calendar ends for this year's budget, fiscal year 2026. The fiscal year 2027 budget goes into effect. Well, Matt Hall floated the idea that we would do a four-month patch, which would take care of October, November, December, and January of next year. Why does he want to do that? Because he believes that the November 3rd general election, Michigan voters are going to elect a Republican governor. Matt Hall believes that he will also maintain his speakership in the House and that we may even get the Republican majority back on Tuesday, November 3rd for the state Senate. If they only pass a four-month patch budget because of Matt Hall and the Republicans, that means the new governor, Republican control of the House and the Republicans getting back control of the state Senate will be able to finish off the budget for 2027 in January of next year. So this is the idea. This is what the direction is that it's going in. And I think, honestly, it's a great idea. That way we're only stuck with 4 months of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's last budget as opposed to an entire year. Republican governor, Republican-controlled House and Senate could finish it off and take us through February 1st through September 30th of next year. Actually, I think it's a brilliant idea. And if the Republican caucus agrees with Matt Hall's idea, there's nothing the Senate Democrats and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, can do about it. She can, of course, try to veto it, but then she would be operating the state without a budget. So she's not going to shut down state government because of her disagreement with Matt Hall and the Republicans. Not going to happen. So we'll continue to follow this story and see where this goes as well. But one thing that I think they could possibly do is look at these 41 former state representatives, state senators, and former governors, and look at their retirement plans and go, this is ridiculous. There's something we can do to stop this. I don't know if they can, because those retirement plans were voted on by them years ago. We'll see where this goes. But there's a lot of things happening in Lansing right now regarding the budget talks. Definitely, definitely, definitely very interesting. So, we'll see where this goes. Author Brian Panabaker has just written a new book, Blue Collar Conservative, From Reagan to Trump. We'll talk to Brian about it. Top of the hour news break, hour number three. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his